It's really good to see all of you here.
真的很高兴看到大家。
We're almost done with this series on Isaiah 43.
我们是以赛亚书43章快要讲完了。
And for those of you who don't know, this is a series that a pastor, Joseph Wheat, preached at a conference I went to in Malaysia, and I thought it was so good I had to preach it again and let you hear it.
我有关是以赛亚书43章的讲道，大概都是根据 Joseph Wheat 牧师在马来西亚一个退休会讲的，那是我去参加一个退休会，我觉得很棒，所以想跟大家分享。
Aaron, did you start the...So turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43.
请大家翻到以赛亚书43章。
The past we looked, in this passage, we looked at God's possessive love and his protective love and his providing love.
我们前几礼拜讲的是有关神占有性的爱、保护的爱以及供应我们的爱。
And today we're looking at his pardoning love.
今天我们要看的是神宽恕的爱。
So can I have a volunteer, one to read in English and one to read in Chinese? Isaiah 43:22-27.
以赛亚书22节到27节，我们请一位念中文，一位念英文。
Yet you have not called upon me, O Jacob. You have not wearied yourselves for me, O Israel. You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with grain offerings, nor wearied you with demands for incense. You have not brought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavished on me the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins, and wearied me with your offenses.I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and remember your sins no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. Your first father sinned. Your spokesman rebelled against me.
以赛亚书43章22节，雅各啊，你并没有求告我，以色列啊，你倒厌烦我，你没有将你的羊带来做给我做燔祭，也没有用公物尊敬我，我没有因公物使你服劳，也没有因乳香使你厌烦，你没有用银子为我买菖蒲，也没有用祭物的脂油使我饱足。倒使我因你的罪恶服劳，使我因你的罪孽厌烦。唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。你要提醒我，你我可以一同辩论，你可以将你的理成名，自显为义。你的始祖犯罪，你的师父违背我。
Let's just take a moment to pray as we start looking at this.
我们先低头祷告。
O Lord our God, you who we cannot see.
主，我们的眼不能见你。
But Lord, you who have made a relationship with us.
但是你跟我们建立了关系。
Lord, we just pray you would help us understand this passage.
我们求你帮助我们了解这段经文。
And just see where our relationship with you has gone astray.
让我们看到我们跟你的问题到底，跟你的关系到底出了什么问题。
And that you could draw us back and that we'd be reconciled to you.
求你带我们回到正路，让我们能够和你和好。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, one of the worst things in the world is, I'm sure you've all had this experience, but whenyou deeply hurt someone you know, and they're very deeply offended by you.
我们可以经历过最惨的事情，就是你深深的伤害了一个你认识的人，然后那个人也觉得非常的生气。
I certainly know this in my experience as a pastor. Pastors have a lot of chances to offend a lot of people.
我当一个牧师当然知道这是什么感觉，因为当一个牧师，你真的很多机会去冒犯别人。
I don't know if you've read Psalm 23 about the Lord is my shepherd.
不知道大家对于诗篇23篇，耶和华的是我的牧者这篇熟不熟？
And it describes this rod to fight against the wolf that's attacking the sheep, and this staff to pull the sheep back when they're straying.
提到这个牧羊人用他的杆去赶那个狼，而且他也用他的杆把迷途的羊拉回把那个羊拉回到羊群里面。
What's the word?
哦，杖。
The staff.
他的杖。
A curved thing to pull people back. I don't know the Chinese word. But the Bible gives the pastors as under-shepherds of the chief shepherd, and we use the rod and the staff also.
耶稣是主要的牧羊人，我们是他的次牧羊人，所以我们也要用这样的手杖把那些羊拉回来。
So you can imagine, you know, you can gently pull a sheep back or you can yank them back.
所以你可以想象你在拉羊的时候是要轻轻的拉呢，还是要很用力的把它拉回来。
And you can imagine the Bible says that the wolf, you know, goes around in sheep's clothing.
圣经也提到很多狼到羊群里面是披着羊皮的。
And so you might have a sheep befriending another sheep, but that sheep is actually a wolf.
所以你可能看到有一只羊对另外一只羊很友善，可是事实上这只狼是披着狼皮的羊。
So when the shepherd
披着羊皮的狼。
So when the shepherd runs to beat that wolf and get him out of the flock, well, the other sheep are going to be offended because that was their friend.
所以你牧羊人去打那一只狼的时候，其他的羊会觉得很生气，因为他们觉得这只狼是他们的朋友。
And it's not just with pastors that we deeply offend other people.
不是，可是不是只有牧师会冒犯到别人。
Everyone, we talked about this last week, everyone has an occasion to hurt other people because we're all sinners.
每个人都有可能会伤害到别人，因为我们都是罪人。
And so, from that point on, from that point when you hurt the person, there's something between you and them.
所以你伤害了这个人之后，你们两个之间就有了隔阂。
And they might pass you by when you meet them and say hello, but there's just this discomfort in their face and in their heart.
他们看到你可能还是会跟你打招呼，可是你知道他们心里面，你可以看出来他们不舒服。
If you think of someone smiling at you, they can smile down here, or the smile reaches all the way to their eyes.
人家对你笑的时候，你可以看出来他是真的在笑，还是只有笑一半。
And when there is something between you and the person, their smile never reaches up to their eyes.
所以你们两个之间如果隔阂的话，他的眼睛事实上是没有笑容的。
And it feels just uncomfortable and forced every time you meet the person.
所以每次你看到这个人都会觉得不太舒服，而且觉得有点勉强。
And we long for resolution to this tension between us.
我们真的很想要替这种紧张感找出一个解决之道。
And once there's nothing any longer to deal with, once it's resolved, you can freely, warmly greet each other as you pass by, and you're really glad to see them.
如果说你们两个问题能够解决的话，那你们下次见面的时候就可以很温暖、很自然的打招呼了。
They don't do this much in this culture, but you can actually give them a hug, like they do in the South and the U.S.
我知道在台湾大家不习惯拥抱，但是在美国大家会用拥抱的方式来表达。
Well, What's the way to this resolution?
可是要怎么样才能找到解决之道呢？
You might have to say you're sorry to that person.
你可能必须去跟那个人说抱歉。
I'm sorry for the things I said. I'm sorry for the things I did. Will you forgive me?
你跟他说，我对我所说的、所做的感到很抱歉。你愿意原谅我吗？
But asking for forgiveness is very scary.
但是去请求人家原谅你是很可怕的事。
What if they don't say, yes, I forgive you, and give you a big hug?
要是他们不愿意原谅你，不愿意拥抱你呢？
What if they say, yeah, you should be sorry?
要是他们跟你说，对啊，你早就应该跟我道歉了。
It's too easy to just let you off.
这样就放过你太容易了吧。
You're going to have to pay.
你要付出代价。
Can't, I'm not going to forgive you just yet.
我还没要原谅你呢。
You know, you make yourself vulnerable when you go and say, I have done wrong to someone else.
你去跟人家说对不起，我做错事的时候，你的处境是很脆弱的，很容易受伤的。
And prevailing Asian culture that makes you think I'm losing face.
而且在东方在亚洲文化里面，你可能会觉得很没面子。
But just think about when that person says, "Yes, I forgive you," and as your head is bowed, they lift up your head and look into your eyes with a smile all the way up to their eyes.
但是想象，如果这个人他跟你说"我原谅了你"，而且你跟他低头道歉的时候，他把你的头抬起来，然后对你微笑呢？
What a feeling! You just feel so free.
你就觉得很释放。
That's what happens between people.
这就是人与人之间的关系。
The thing about it is people go walk around and they never really think about their relationship with God and what kind of state it's in.
但是很多人他们活着并没有去思考他们跟神的关系是什么样的处境。
You can't see him.
因为看不到神。
You don't see him passing by you with that forced smile on his face.
你没办法看到神脸上那勉强的微笑。
But do you realize that is actually in your life, in this world, the most important relationship for you is how you're doing with God, even though you can't see him.
但是我们要知道和神的关系是我们是 一辈子中最重要的关系，虽然我们看不到神。
And what you don't realize, and human beings, we never realize this, is how bad, how much trouble there is between us and God.
但是我们是人，我们不容易看清楚我们跟神的关系有多糟，不容易看清楚我们的关系有多么多的问题。
We don't think I'm walking around shaking my fist at him and rebelling at him every day. We don't think that.
我们不知道说我们每天都是举着手在反抗他。
We don't realize how deeply offended the creator of the universe is.At our individual sin, where we go away from the way He created us to be.
我们不知道说，当我们偏离了他创造我们的本样的本性的时候，我们每天对他犯的罪有多么大，多么深。
Just think about it. Do you walk around each day wondering about how am I doing with God?
你想想看，你每天这样活着，你有想到说我跟神现在关系是怎么样？
The Israelites had a major problem in their relationship with God that we read today.
以色列人他们跟神之间关系出了大问题，我们今天的经文就可以看得到。
And I'm because I've just piled up this bad picture on you, I'm going to jump right to verse 25.
因为我刚刚讲了，这是一个比较负面的一个描述。我们现在来看25节。
In the midst of this kind of problem in the relationship of deeply offending God,In verse 25, God says, I, even I, am he who blots out all your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more.
虽然说以色列人向神犯了这么大的罪，可是神他说，25节，唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。
God is the kind of God that when you go to ask for forgiveness, he willingly gives it.
神就是这样的神，你去求他赦免的时候，他马上就赦免你。
God's love is like this; it's a pardoning love.
神的爱是赦免的爱。
He doesn't want to milk the situation for all he can and make you pay.
他不会说一直拿你的罪来烦你，要你付出代价。
And every time you go to ask for forgiveness for deeply offending him with your sin, he's ready to forgive.
你每次因为你的罪来到他面前求他赦免的时候，他马上就赦免了你。
Actually, God is more ready to forgive than you are ready to ask.
事实上，在我们去求神赦免之前，神早就已经愿意准备好要赦免我们了。
But as we read verse 25, it's just really strange because it's just smack in the middle of this section about how seriously the Israelites have offended God.
25节很特别，因为这边都是讲以色列人怎么样向神犯罪。
And you're reading this passage and you're expecting, maybe as you start with verse 22, you're expecting God's building up his case against the people Israel, and then the hammer's going to come down. That's what you're expecting.
你从二十二节开始读的时候，你会觉得说神他在控告以色列人，然后随时就要把那个大锤子打下来了。
And so, you know, if you can imagine the Israelites as they're hearing this true but terrifying condemnation, is cringing lower and lower because they can feel something coming to hit their head. And then right in the middle, out of nowhere, just shock of shocks, God says, I am the one who pardons your sins.
你可以想象以色列人他们在听神的这些控告的时候，他们可能觉得说，因为这些都是真的，可是所以听起来特别的恐怖，他们心里面就越来越畏惧。可是突然间，神在二十五节这边说了这些话，他说：“唯有我自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯。”
But just take a look at verse 22 through 24 a moment.
我们先来看一看二十二节到二十四节。
You see, God's saying they're not seeking him, they're not trying to worship him.
神这边说他们并没有求告，没有寻求神，也没有敬拜神。
And then verse 23, God's saying, I've not burdened you, I've not wearied you, I've not caused you trouble that would make you behave this way towards me in the relationship.
23节这边说，神说我没有使你服劳，也没有使你厌烦，我并没有做什么事情让你远离我。
Now, I can admit, when my wife is mad at me, probably there's something in there I've done to cause that trouble.
我承认我太太对我生气的时候，通常是因为我做了一些事情让她很生气。
And maybe my wife gets mad and she sins against me, but I've got to ask for forgiveness for something too.
可能是因为我做错，所以我太太对我生气，那时候我就应该要求他原谅我。
But my wife also probably will get angry and sin against me too.
可是那因为我太这时候这种情况之下，我太太也有可能会犯罪。
So we both have to ask forgiveness.
所以我们要彼此求对方原谅我们。
But not the way with God. God never does us wrong or has anything that we can hold over him and say, that's the reason I have a right to be sinning against you. He's never like that.
但是我们跟神的关系不一样，我们没有理由跟神说，我就是有这些理由向你犯罪。我们跟神的关系跟夫妻关系是不一样的。
God's not burdening the Israelites. God was not wearying them, but they burden him and weary him with their sin.
神他没有让以色列人服劳，也没有让他们厌烦，而是以色列人用他们的罪让神有这样的，而是以色列人的罪成为神的负担。
So you see how cutting that is, those words of condemnation.
所以你知道这些话是很令人扎心的，这些控告以色列人的话。
And just without even taking a breath, you get to verse 25.
可是神又马上讲出了二十五节这边的经文。
God's love and his pardon.
这边是讲神的爱和赦免。
And I just think it's just wonderful how the Holy Spirit, in speaking to us through the prophets, always, almost always has these two things matched up together. God's condemnation for your sin, but God's love and forgiveness through Jesus Christ.
很奇妙，就是每次神借着先知的口告诉我们的时候，一些话的时候，他都是先讲神控告我们的罪，然后接下来又马上告诉我们神赦免的爱。
So we read, God's wearied by your sin, God will blot out your sin.
所以我们知道，虽然神因为我们的罪感到厌烦，可是神他也会涂抹我们的过犯。
God's confrontation always jammed up against his forgiveness.
神他控告我们的时候，一定会马上告诉我们他愿意赦免我们。
There's an expression of a summary of the gospel that I heard a lot at Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York when I visited there.
我以前去纽约救赎者长老教会的时候，常常听到他们讲这句话，是做一个福音的总结。
They would say something like this. I think it might have come from Jack Miller, but they would say something like, "You are much worse than you ever dared imagine, but you're much more loved than you ever dared hope."
我不知道这句话是不是 Jack Miller 牧师讲的，但是这句话就是你远比你自己想象的更糟，但是神爱你远比你所能够想望的更深。
Do you hear that first part? You are much worse than you ever dared imagine.
这句话第一句是说你远比你自己想象的更糟。
We often can never get to there. To get to seeing that, we think we're not doing too bad.
我们很难看清这一点，因为我们都觉得说自己还不错啊。
When you preach the gospel, you always have to preach the problem with the relationship between your friend and the Almighty God, and between yourself and the Almighty God. You have to start with that, or they'll never know there's a need for a reconciliation.
我们每次传讲福音的时候，都要讲出我们的朋友和神之间出了什么问题，我们自己和神之间出了什么问题，要不然的话，我们没办法看到福音的中心。
But God never leaves it at that.
但是神他并不只只是告诉我们，我们跟他们之间出了什么问题。
That would lead to despair.
因为如果只讲这些的话，会让人家觉得很失望、沮丧。
If you really saw the intensity of your sin, like when Isaiah was called, he saw it. When a lot of the prophets called, they're confronted with the intensity of their sin. They just fall flat on their face and they just want to kill themselves. It's so, so filled with despair. If that were it.
因为就像以色列还有其他的先知，他们向以色列人指出他们的罪的时候，以色列人他们都会，就是趴下来，然后觉得很沮丧。如果就只是这样就停止的话，那以色列人他们都没有什么指望了。
But it's always followed by while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly, and that's how God demonstrated His love for us.
但是神他接下来一定会告诉我们，当我们还是罪人的时候。耶稣就为我们死在十字架上了，这就是神向我们展现他的爱的方式。
So I just want to take a few minutes and think about this forgiveness, the second part of those two things you always see together, God's confrontation and His forgiveness.
所以我现在要讲神的赦免，因为这两件事一定是放在一起讲的，就是神控告我们的罪，但是神也赦免我们。
The first thing is that forgiveness of God's is very costly.
第一点就是神的赦免是付出很昂贵的代价的。
And here he uses the expression in verse 25, I'll blot out your transgressions.
25节他这边说我要涂抹你的过犯。
This imagery is the imagery of someone who is in debt, and there's a record, like a bank record, and there's this big red number, or there's this big deficit,in their account.
就是好像我们是欠债的人，我们欠了我们的债主一笔很大的账目。
And the blotting out of transgression is this imagery of removing that debt.
神涂抹我们的过犯，就好像我们的债主把我们欠的那一大笔债全部都一笔勾销。
And God's forgiveness for us and our forgiveness for others is nothing less than you absorbing the wrong that was done to you.
神赦免我们，还有我们赦免，还有我们原谅别人的时候，意思就是神他承担了我们的罪，承担了我们的债。我们赦免别人的时候，就是我们承担了别人欠我们的债。
To forgive a creditor, to forgive a debtor, a creditor has to lose that money because he's not going to get it back from that debtor.
债主如果要让欠债的人不用还那笔债的话，那债主本身就是要吸收那笔失去的钱。
There was money involved. How did you become a debtor? You borrowed from them. Something taken from them and something they lost.
Say again.
How did you become a debtor? There was money involved. You've borrowed from another person.
Or a bank. 你怎么样欠人家债的呢？就是你去跟人家借钱，才会变成欠人家债。
And so,to forgive, to blot out that debt means you gotta, the creditor's gonna lose it.
所以债主如果要勾销欠债的人的钱，欠他那笔钱，那他就是要自己吸收那笔失去的钱了。
So it's not forgiveness if you want payback, or if you want satisfaction from that person for the wrong they did to you.
所以如果 有人欠你钱，那你还要想要一直跟他们讨债，或者希望他们做什么事情来满足你的话，那就不是原谅的。
But that's really hard to accept. No payback, no satisfaction. How can you forgive someone like that?
所以原谅别人很难做到。你说我不用你还钱，我不用你做什么事情来满足我，这种事很难做到。
This is where I want to I think I'm directly quoting what Joseph Wheat said.
我想。
He said a sentence. I want to directly quote what he said.
Joseph Wheat 牧师他说了一句话，我现在就是引用他这句话。
He said, I want them to eat all the pain that they caused me, and I want to be the one to feed it to them.
他说,
That's how he said.
那些人他们让我承受这些痛苦, 我要他们把这些痛苦都吃下去, 而且我要把这些痛苦一一地喂到他们嘴巴里面去。
You know that feeling, right?
你可以感受他的那种感觉吗?
You know what it is to be hurt and sinned against by someone else.
你知道被人家伤害,
How many times has this lack of true forgiveness destroyed marriages?
很多婚姻就是因为夫妻不愿意互相原谅, 结果婚姻就破碎了。
How many friendships lost by this refusal to forgive?
很多友情也因为彼此不愿意原谅就被摧毁了。
How many times family relationships Your own brother you never talk to again.
有很多家人之间的关系也是因为不愿意原谅，兄弟之间就不再讲话了。
So just look back again to God's forgiveness and how costly it was to absorb that.
所以我们要看看神是怎么样赦免我们，看看神为了赦免我们，他付出了多昂贵的代价。
And because of His love for you, His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, absorbed that debt. And took it on himself. And paid for it.
所以他派遣耶稣基督来到世界上, 死在十字架上为我们承担了我们的债。
Jesus, God the Son, left the beautiful eternal glory in heaven and came to this earth and took on sick, suffering human nature.
神他离开, 耶稣他离开了永恒荣耀的天堂, 来到世界上, 跟这些生, 跟这个有, 病痛有苦难的世界在一起。
And then he lived that perfect life for 33 years through all that suffering.
他33年过着圣洁完美的生活。
And then on the cross, he ate my and your damnation.
在十字架上他为我们承担了我们的诅咒。
He absorbed the debt.
他为我们吸收了债,我们的债务。
It says it another way, he drank the cup of God's wrath for our sin.
换句话说,就是他替我们喝了神愤怒的杯。
So God's forgiveness is costly.
所以神的赦免是要付出昂贵代价的。
The other thing is that it's totally done of God's own initiative, and that really, you see his love in this.
第二点就是神赦免我们完全是他主动要来这么做。
So he says in verse 25, I blot out your transgressions for my own sake.
25节他这边说, 我涂抹你的过犯是为了我自己的缘故。
God's never in debt to us. He does it out of his own initiative. He's not obligated to do anything.
赦免我们完全是主动，他主动要这么做，因为他并不欠我什么，他也没有责任要一定要来赦免我们。
It's as if God convened this meeting to determine what are we going to do about this debtor sitting across the table.
假设说神开了一个债务会议，然后我们这些欠债的人都要来开这个会。
And when God forgives you and me, and we're sitting there across the table. There is nothing we can bring to negotiate with him.
神说要赦免我们的时候，我们这些来开会的欠债的人，我们手上也没有什么可以跟他讨价还价的筹码。
You come empty-handed.
我们来开这个会都是赤贫的。
Not just empty-handed, you come with a negative strike against you. You just come to that table with your sin.
我们来开这个会，我们所有的就是我们的罪。
There's no money. There's no value, there's no righteous works we've done that can contribute to dealing with your debt against God.
我们没有钱，也没有什么，我们自己也没有什么公义可夸，让我们来跟神讨价还价。So
write this verse down, Psalm 65:3.
请大家写下这个经文，诗篇65篇3节。
You don't have to look it up, but just write it down. Says, when we were overwhelmed by our sins, you forgave our transgressions. Overwhelmed. Didn't have a handle on it. It was just, It overcame us. It drowned us.
这边说罪孽胜了我，至于我们的过犯，你都要赦免。
And then Psalm 103 verse 12. Psalm 103 verse 12.
另外一个是诗篇103篇12节。
As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us.
他这边说东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
And there you have it again. God moves from confrontation when we're overwhelmed by our sin to forgiveness.
同样，这边我们可以看到，神他指出了我们的过犯之后，马上告诉我们他愿意赦免。
Third thing, God's forgiveness is forgetful.
第三点就是神的赦免是不记过往的。
Remember your sins no more.
他不会再去计较你过去的罪。
That means God. It's not like God is getting old and senile. It's always there, but it's never brought up. He knows.
并不是说神年老力衰记不清楚事情了，而是神他当然知道你过去犯了什么罪，但是他不会去跟你计较了。
You know about the boomerangs in Australia?
大家知道澳洲有一种玩具叫做回飞棒。
I forgot to do this. I have a paper airplane that does the same thing.
我忘记带。
Maybe after the service, I'll make one for you.
我一个纸做的飞机，市场也可以飞回来。
You throw it this way, comes right back here.And if you don't know how to do it, you might get hit in the head.
你把那个飞机这样丢出去，它会飞回来。如果你不知道它会飞回来的话，你可能会被打到头。
God's not like that. He doesn't bring it up again.
但是神不是这样子的，神不会一再的跟你提起你的罪。
And write this one down too, and you can go look at it. Micah 7:19.
请大家再写另外一节经文。
Micah 7:19.
弥迦书七章十九节。
Talks about you will have compassion on us and tread our sins underfoot and hurl them to the depths of the sea.
必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的一切罪投于深海。
So it's like our sins because of what Jesus did are thrown to the bottom of the sea, and then there's a no fishing sign put up on the shore.
我们的罪就好像因为耶稣为我们，耶稣为我们承担我们的罪，我们的罪好像丢到深海里面。不留任何痕迹了。
See, that's God's pardoning love through Jesus' death on the cross.
这就是神借着耶稣在十字架上面的死对我们赦免的爱。
And so you can be confident that if you are in Christ, you are free of your sins.
我们可以相信我们如果是在基督里，我们的罪都已经获得赦免。
And see, you can be confident then, and this is just this great relief of the Bible, that there's that reconciled relationship with God.
我们也可以看到我们跟神的关系因此而和好。
As you're walking by someone on the, in the, the hallway, you're not cringing to think of what, if they're going to hit you or not. You can be confident God will embrace you because of what Jesus did.
我们也可以有信心，也可以相信，因为耶稣为我们所做的，神他拥抱我们。
And that means in your life, no matter what happenings and what suffering happens, you can be confident that God is working out things for your good.
我们经历过苦难的时候，我们也可以相信神他会用这一切来祝福我们。
God's forgiveness is forgetful. He doesn't bring it up again. He doesn't hold it over you, your sin.
神的赦免是不记过往的，他不会一再用你过去的罪来烦你。
Jesus absorbed the debt already. It's done.
因为耶稣已经吸收了我们的罪，我们的罪已经处理了。
So just think about it in your own mind. Do you really believe that?God can forgive you.
我们心中想想，我们真的相信神愿意赦免我们吗？
Our human orientation, we're always trying to earn something. We're always trying to earn forgiveness. And we're trying to do good works and make deals with God. Do you believe what God proclaims in his word that he can forgive you? And if you're in Christ, he has forgiven you. Totally.
我们的人性都是想要用自己做了一些好行为来跟神讨价还价，但是你愿意相信因为耶稣所做的神已经完全的赦免我们了吗？
The debt's already been absorbed on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上面已经吸收了我们的罪。
Now God calls us the same pardoning love that He has for us. He calls us to love our neighbor, to love other people the same way.
神也要我们对我们的弟兄姐妹有同样赦免的爱。
But it doesn't always work that way.
但是我们常常没办法做到这一点。
Give you an example, marriage, husband and wives. Husbands and wives.
拿婚姻来说好了。
There's something you can call it the list.
我们可以说夫妻之间都有一长串的清单。
The list of infractions, the list of hurts.
这清单上面都是彼此带给对方的伤害。
And with two people that God brings so close, they live with each other every single day, that list can really grow long.
夫妻两个每天住在一起，这种清单可以很长。
The offenses you committed yesterday, the offenses you committed 6 months ago, the offenses you committed three years ago.
你昨天、三个月前、六年前带给对方的伤害，可能都会在清单上面。
And here's another expression Joseph Wheat used.
Joseph Wheat 牧师用了另外一个比喻。
He said it's in marriage all the time. What happens is it's like the one person went and fished up all those things from the bottom of the ocean and took a golden platter and served it to you.
他说夫妻好像就是把过去犯给对带给对方的伤害好像从深海里面全部挖出来然后放在一个金盘子上面给对方看。
Come back up. Bring it back up.
一直去把过去的事情挖出来讲。
And the time of a future argument when you're marshaling everything you can count on your side to wage battle against your opponent, who's the one that you were made one flesh with, you bring back all those things you can remember.
就好像你把过去那些事情全部挖出来当做你的武器，未来跟你的先生或太太吵架的时候，就把它全部拿出来讲。可是你的先生太太是和你结为一体的人哎。
We need to love with a pardoning love, with a forgetful love.
我们应该用能够赦免、原谅的爱，能够不记过往的爱来爱彼此。
You all remember Jesus' parable about the servant who was forgiven a debt, and then he went around and refused to forgive a debt that a fellow servant had against him.
大家都听过耶稣所说的一个比喻，有一个仆人欠了主人一笔债，主人原谅了。主人就是免了他的债，可是这个仆人他有另外一个仆人欠了他一笔小债，他却不愿意免这个另外一个仆人的债。
Remember, this is this Jesus teaching who's about to absorb our debt on the cross. And as he's looking onto this, he's teaching us about debts.
耶稣他自己就是要在十字架上面为我们付清债务的人，他讲这个比喻是要来让我们明白这个道理。
This same Jesus is the one in the Lord's Prayer said, forgive us our debts, God, as we forgive those who, as we forgive our debtors.
耶稣在主祷文里面也说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Write Colossians 3:13 down.
也请大家把哥罗西书三章十三节写下来。
Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
So are you having trouble forgiving?
所以你觉得要原谅别人是不是很难呢？
Do you walk through life with these past things that just sit there in the background? And fortunately, there are enough people in the world that you can kind of walk away from certain people and then try to start new relationships. But do you have all this leftover unreconciled relationships in your life?
你是不是生命中有很多过去没有跟人家和好，有很多一些阴影呢？虽然说世界上有很多人，你可以去跟其他的人做朋友，但是你的背后就是有这么多没有和好的关系。
These things God's saying about forgive as the Lord forgave you, what you need to do at that point is step back and say and meditate on how much have you really been forgiven by God? How serious was your broken relationship with them? And how much a debt did he absorb to have a relationship with you? Step back and focus on that. Don't worry about those other people a minute.
这边说主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。就是要我们退步来思考我们跟神之间的关系是多么的破碎，神他付出了多么大的代价来赦免我们。
If you really take seriously and take the time to think about how big your debt against God is,
如果你真的花时间想想看你欠神的债有多么重，
And then you see how much he loved you. It's going to affect you and change your attitude with the people around that you're holding some little thing against.
你就可以知道神的爱有多大，你也愿意去原谅你周边的人，因为你可以看出来他们欠你的债其实算是很小的。
If you felt your own debt in truth, you would feel the relief of being forgiven, and you would feel the joy of wanting to go and forgive others.
你如果知道你被原你神他有这么大对你有这么大的赦免，你就会很喜悦的去原谅别人。
But I tell you, this world is filled with bitter people and hurt people, and they never get past those things between them and others.
但是世界上有很多苦毒的人，受伤害的人，他们没办法克服过去受到的伤害。
And I'll just close quickly. This is what forgiveness does, to maybe encourage you to take that step and work on that issue.
最后我要告诉大家，你去原谅别人会有什么样的结果，来鼓励大家。
Forgiveness sets you free.
你愿意去原谅别人，就可以获得释放，就很自由。
Forgiveness brings closeness.
你原谅别人，你们的关系会更亲密。
Just say one thing about this. You might think, well, my not forgiving this person gives me control over them. But the one thing you'll never have with them is closeness until that's dealt with.
你可能会觉得说，我如果不原谅这个人，我就可以控制这个人。可是事实上，你跟这个人之间就不这样，就不可能有亲密的关系。
Forgiveness brings respect.
你原谅别人，别人会尊敬你。
Actually, going to ask for someone to forgive you, in reality, you don't lose face, you gain face. And this is really goes against the culture of East Asia, but it's true.You gain face by asking forgiveness. You're showing strength and you're showing humility at the same time.
我们去求人家原谅，事实上不是丢脸，而是会赢得别人的尊敬。虽然说这个道理跟在亚洲的文化好像很不一样，你去求人家原谅你的时候，你一方面展现出你的谦卑，另外一方面你也看让人家看到你的力量。
And then you're...Experience of God's forgiveness and your ability to forgive others will bring security to your life.
你知道神愿意赦免你，你也愿意去原谅别人，你就会很有安全感。
You're not going around worrying about what's the next thing someone's going to attack me or offend me with, and you're not worrying about how am I going to defend myself and make my rights known.
你就不会说一天到晚在想说下一个人会怎么样伤害我，我要怎么样保护我自己，我要怎么样反击。
You're gonna go around realizing, yes, people are gonna hurt me and sin against me, but I have the ability to cope. I have the ability to forgive because I have God's forgiveness and His pardoning love.
你虽然知道说人还是会伤害你，但是你有信心，你知道你会怎么样处理这种情况，因为你知道神已经赦免你，你也知道你可以去原谅别人。
You'll be secure and unshakable, no matter what kind of situation you're in.
你会很有安全感，而且不管你遇到什么情况，你都不会动摇。
This was God's goal for you in calling you to be one of His own.
神呼召你来成为他的孩子，就是神希望看到的结果之一。
He wanted to take his love, his pardoning love for you, and bring you to become like that yourself.
神他让你经历他赦免的爱，他也希望你能够去原谅别人。
He didn't want to leave you in your insecurity.
他不想要让你继续活在不安全感里面。
In your sin and in your bad habits, he wants to make you grow.
他想要让你克服过去的坏习惯，让你能够成长。
So That's what God leaves you with in this passage, his call for you to get to know more his forgiveness for you and for you to look at the relationships around you and deal with them.
所以神在这段经文里面对我们的呼召就是让要我们去明白他赦免我们的爱，也要我们去原谅周遭的人。
And I just want to invite those of you here who haven't really realized there's a problem with your relationship with God and have never put your trust in Jesus, to absorb that debt you have against him. If you're feeling that conviction of the Holy Spirit, just embrace it. Those of you who have never realized you have a problem with God.
如果你从来不了解说你跟神之间有什么关系，有什么问题，你也不知道，你也不清楚说耶稣在十字架上已经为你承担了你的罪债。我希望你能够花时间，也希望圣灵能够让你有这样的体悟。
And then you can embrace that. You can embrace the reality of what you're like in your sin because you also can embrace the reality of God's love for you in spite of your sin. And I just encourage you to just walk on in faith and trust what God tells you here about his love for you and put your faith in Jesus.
我希望你能够真正体认到你的罪，那同时也能够体认到神对你赦免的爱。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we just thank you for your pardoning grace that covers our sins because of Jesus.
主，我们感谢你在借由耶稣基督所给我们的赦免的恩典。
And I pray that if there are some who do not know you here, that they would hear your call and put their faith in what you did to absorb their debt and deal with the relationship.
如果在场还有不认识你的人，我求你让他们能够知道耶稣已经吸收了我们的罪债，让我们能够得到赦免。
And help them to put their trust in you.
希望你能够帮助他们相信你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.